just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
I wish that I could be a bird, that I could fly, that I could sing, that I could touch untouchable peaks, that I could forget the roads of this earth and never return. I would bathe in holy wells, swallowing great gulps of bountiful water. I would sit on the shore of a great lake and sing a halting song. I would go into a flowering wilderness and inhale the perfume-laden air. I would warm the mountain peaks frozen by centuries of coldness in a cold embrace. I wish that I could be a bird. My nest would be among mulberry trees, in the caper, in the mesquit, or cypress. When the cold east wind blew, the boughs would sway like children playing on swings. One day there would be such a storm that all the twigs would scatter, homeless, nestless. I would become, for the rest of my life, I would drink the nectar of sorrow and live my life in its intoxication. I wish I could be a बर्ड. जी चाहे पंछी हो जावा. ईच वन ऑफ अस हैज एन इनबॉर्न डिजायर टू फ्लाई. मैनी ऑफ अस हैव सीन मस्ट हैव सीन ड्रीम्स इन विच वी सॉ अवरसेल्व्स फ्लाइंग. To fly is our innate nature. There are songs and songs and songs in almost all languages which describe the desire to fly. Gone to moon, striving to reach other planets. Basically, this is the desire to go beyond. to fly. It's not about reaching moon or Mars. It's all about flying. Each one of us is a born astronaut. We are astronauts, rather spiritual astronauts, soul traveler. We love to fly. We love to move. We love to go beyond. But somehow, we are caught, trapped. The body has become our prison. And very difficult to get away from it. There are 1001 forces which keep us bound. We are body-bound creatures, earth-bound beings. You must have seen a child desires moon. Child says, I want moon. This desire of a child for the moon is nothing but desire of the soul to fly, to go beyond everything. Then what is this body for? If we keep flying, then what is this body for? Body is just a nest. We can come and take rest overnight and the journey begins next morning. But instead of becoming a nest, it has become a prison. We can't fly out. We get caught in the body. And then the sorrow starts. The journey of sorrow begins. By this identification, that's why yesterday's Murli Baba said, just think of yourself as a charioteer and everything will happen on its own. You will get detached from body consciousness. You will become the master of senses. You will become yukti, yukti, yog, yukta. You don't have to do anything. All the pure sanskars which emerge on its own, the natural checking will happen. You will become strong. And you will become detached observer. You don't have to do anything. Just become charioteer. This, I am a driver and this is a car, a vehicle. I am detached, I am away from it. This driver consciousness, this charioteer consciousness, this soul consciousness is what is needed. And the moment you become soul conscious, the desire to fly arises, to fly away. Each one of us loves flying. And that's what Baba also wants. Don't walk. Don't run. Don't climb. Don't crawl. Don't even jump. You are here for flying. You are a flying angel. So just fly. When you fly, small, petty, trivial things are left behind. They don't bother you. When you are far away from the earth, the noise of the earth, the traffic of the earth does not disturb you. I think in today's blessing, Baba said, Maya will not disturb you, but it will lead to destruction of Maya. In continuation with yesterday's divine message, 31st July 2009. Samay anusar abachal aur halchal, yah dono khel karne ka samay gaya. अब तो पुरुषार्थ का समय नहीं लेकिन तीव्र गति से तीव्र पुरुषार्थ की आवश्यकता है. इट्स नॉट द टाइम फॉर जस्ट एफर्ट बट इंटेंस एफर्ट, एग्रेसिव एफर्ट. चल रहे हैं नहीं, अब तो संकल्प की और हुआ, ऐसी उड़ती कला की आवश्यकता है, सच आर्ट ऑफ फ्लाइंग, यू थिंक एंड इट हैपेंस। मेरे दिल के दुलारे, विश्व के नूरे रत्न बच्चे, अब रॉयल रूप के अलबेलेपन और आलस से मुक्त बनो, आगे उड़ो और उड़ाओ। सो बाबा इज सेइंग जस्ट फ्लाई, एंड फॉर फ्लाइंग यू नीड मेनी थिंग्स, विंग्स, विदाउट विंग्स यू कांट फ्लाई, यू नीड विंग्स ऑफ एंथुजियाज्म, यू नीड विंग्स ऑफ ज्ञान एंड योगा, you need wings of yoga and seva. So there are many murlis on these wings. Without wings you cannot move. For a bird to fly, there shouldn't be any cage, there shouldn't be any chains to tie the bird down to the earth. So a stage of freedom, liberty, anything that ties you down to this earth, to this body, is like a chain. For flying, you need practice. Without practice, you just can't fly. Daily practice is needed. Otherwise, crash landing. Next thing needed is vairagya, eternal disinterest. If you are very much attached to the things of this world, you can't fly. The next thing needed is courage. It's a very courageous journey full of perils. Dangers. It's not that it's without danger. To walk on earth is without danger. But when you decide to fly, there is no support there. You are your own support. There are no directions there, no highways, no pathways, nobody to guide you, no traffic police. With the pathless path, the rootless route, there is nothing there. You are your own support. Next thing needed is self-confidence. Without confidence, you can't fly. You need that confidence. Yes, I can do it. I have done it multiple times. And others have done it, so I can also do it. Then enthusiasm. Without enthusiasm, you cannot fly. A dull mind is resistant. A desire. And for flying, you need a desire. A very intense desire. A strong desire to go beyond everything. You heard in this song, the poet is expressing his desire to fly. I wish I could be a bird. I could sing. I could touch untouchable peaks. I could forget the roads of this earth. Fair kadhi vapas na aava. Ji chahe panchi ho jaava. I will not come back again to this world. I don't want to, rather. Then for flying, you need aim and object. Where you want to go? Destination. Otherwise, you will be flying like a vagabond here and there, all throughout, without any aim and object. You know there is some destination there waiting for me, though unknown, but it is there. And I know I can go there, I can reach there. You need that destination. So aim and objects are also needed for flying. Yeah, you also need double refined petrol. What is double refined petrol? First is soul consciousness and second God consciousness. There was a murli on this. Double refined petrol. God consciousness means all relationships with Him. And Atma Abhimani Sthiti. God soul consciousness. That is double refined petrol. Then what else you need for flying? Lightness. A heavy person cannot fly. A heavy object cannot fly. You need lightness. Then only you can fly. What else you need? Switch. You need a switch. You know, in aeroplane there are switches, multiple buttons. So your divine intellect is the switch. You on the switch and you start flying. And if you don't know where is the switch, and there are multiple switches, and if you press the wrong switch, you go down. There was a time when electricity was not there. And then electricity was invented. And the first time this bulb came. So it is said of Sigmund Freud, the father of psychoanalysis, that one of his friends came to his house and he wanted to stay overnight. So he offered him a room and there was a bulb which was on. And Sigmund Freud left. His friend tried to switch off that bulb, but he never knew because he only knew kerosene bulbs. So he spent the whole night studying that bulb, he tried to blow it. But that was electric bulb. So he was blowing it, he was touching it, studying it, and he was disturbed the whole night. He couldn't sleep because of the strong light in the room. But it never occurred to him that there could be a button outside somewhere, because he had never heard of it. It was first time that electricity had come in that place, Vienna. That's the place where Sigmund Freud lived, Vienna. So, but it was his ego also that I will not wake up my friend for such a small thing, that I don't know how to switch off bulb. It would be a great insult. But in the morning, he was horrible. So Sigmund Freud came, what happened? Why your eyes are red? It seems that you have not taken a wink of sleep. The friend says, yes, I must agree. I must concede that I couldn't sleep because of this bulb. Now you only tell me how to switch this off. And Sigmund Freud went and there was a button behind the door. He said, this is how you have to on it and off it. Even if the friend would have known that there is a bulb switch there, he would not have tried because he never thought there is any connection between switch and bulb. So you must know where is the switch. The switch of divine intellect is needed. You on it and you fly from the body. You off it, you come inside the body. So this journey of going out and coming inside the body should go on. Coming inside the body. Why? I told, because this is also a rest, nest. Body is a nest. You come and you take rest and then you again go. It should not become prison, but if you get incarcerated, then it would be difficult. The life of captivity is the hardest of all lives. Slavery. So, a switch is needed. What else is needed? One more thing is needed for flying. There are so many things. Backup. What is needed for flying? Yes, a firmament is needed. A sky is needed. But it is always there. But yes, when soul is the bird, the sky of, not the outside sky. It is not the outside sky we are talking of. Inside sky. The sky which is within us. Within the soul, this sky is needed. So sky is needed for flying. What else? Air. What else? There is one more thing which is missing. You already said enthusiasm. What else? Even if all these things are present, still a bird may not love to fly. Enthusiasm is there. Aim object is there. Confidence is there. Courage is there. Wings are there. Switch is there. Petrol is there. Everything is there. desire is there, everything is there, yet one more thing is needed. Oxygen is there, sky is there, where the oxygen is running away. Eyes are there. What else? Yeah, divine call. Until and unless you receive this call, you don't feel like to fly. This call should come from within. You should receive this call. Yes, well, I can't stop now. And the call is so individual, so personal, that once you receive it, then you go and don't go to people and ask them, should I come and stay in Madhuvan? What is your opinion? Should I give up my job and surrender in the center? You don't have to ask anybody anything. What is your opinion of staying in Madhuvan? What is your opinion of giving up job? You don't have to ask anybody. If you are asking, that means you are in confused stage of the mind and the faith is staggering. Wavery faith. When you receive this call, you just don't ask anything. You don't have to ask anything because you know this call has come not from human being. This is a divine call. When the bird receives this divine call, the bird just flies out. It doesn't ask. It doesn't need any counseling. It doesn't need even any backup that somebody should be there who is from my place. No Jack. Nobody. You just don't need anything. No counseling, no support, no guidance, nothing. Because no preparation also. No preparation. Otherwise, whole life goes in preparation. Just as Immanuel Kant, he was a German philosopher. A woman came and proposed him, would you like to marry me? He said, yes, I will let you know. So he went to the library and started studying benefits and disadvantages of marriage. And he kept on studying. After studying for a long time, he came to the conclusion, yes, one must marry. Some one advantage is more. So he went to her house. Her father opened the door. He said, I have come to... Your daughter had proposed me. The father, she is already married and she has got children now. You are too late. So, I wish I could be a bird. Ji chahe panchi ho jawa. I should become a bird. So have all these things and start flying. Even if you have not received the call, prepare yourself in such a manner that you hear that call. Probably that call must have come to you, but you were busy and you didn't pick up the phone. He was calling you continuously. So just fly. Om Shanti.
चाहे पंछी हो जावा उड़ता जावा गांदा जावा अंचू शिखरा नूचू पावा इस दुनिया दी अरावा पुल के फिर कदे ना वापस आवा जी चाहे पंछी हो जावा मान सरोवर दे बैकंडे टुटा जाए गीत में गावा या मोया मोया कुट कलेजा मैं गरमावा जी चाहे पंछी हो जावा एक दिन ऐसा चक्कड़ चूले उड़ जावन सब बेतीले बेकार बेदर मैं हो जावा सारी उम्र प्यारा
दस गम गाए से नशे विच जिना नावा जी चाहे पंछी हो जावा एक दिन ऐसा चक्कर झूले उड़ पुड़ जावन सब बेतीले बेकार बेदर मैं हो जावा सारी उम्र पिया रस गम गाए से नशे विच जिना नावा जी चाहे पंछी हो जावा जी चाहे पंछी हो जावा